We're at the Stockyard Stampede visiting with Governor Kevin Stitt. What an amazing event this is. You come out, you get to eat steak.
I mean, it is unbelievable, all these Oklahoma producers, and I only serve Oklahoma beef at the governor's mansion.
That's right.
So I've got a pocket full of cards that I'm going to have them make sure we order some Oklahoma beef. And, you know, my granddad was the vet here for 25 years, retired in the mid-80s, Doc Stitt. And so it's fun for me as a kid. I used to come up here with my granddad, and I just love the Stockyards.
Now, you were asked to cook this evening, so I have to ask, did you get in on the cooking?
I did a little bit. The 4T Ranch, and we take them off right at about 125, 130 degrees,
okay.
And they're delicious. So we're fixed to do some judging here, and we'll see who the winner is.
This is the only unfortunate thing about radio is you can't smell these smells.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Wagyu beef, the Angus, I mean, it is just wonderful, wonderful ranches here.
Of course, a great event for our beef producers, but beef producers kind of having a hard time right now with drought coming in. Hopefully, we're going to get some rain, but you've done some things to try to help out the ag producers.
Yeah, we sure did. You know, I signed an executive order this week to kind of waive some requirements. I know farmers are having to bring hay in from other states. We also did a $23 million drought relief assistance that Secretary Blaine Arthur, my secretary, is going to be kind of getting that out all across the state. And then we're praying for rain. So we've had some, and I'm hoping that we'll get that, and the wheat farmers will come up good this year.
Absolutely. You've always been a big supporter of ag throughout the state. You've got an election coming up. What would you like ag producers to really know about you?
Yeah, well, we always have your back. I'm an agricultural guy, and, you know, my opponent is joined the Biden administration, and, you know, they attack our way of life and our lifestyle, and they believe in more regulations and attacking our industry and our way of life, whether it's the oil and gas industry. And I'm going to keep leading with common sense, the way I led through COVID. We have the largest savings account we've ever had in state history. And I also like to tell people there's been about $20 million in negative ads spent against me. And all that stuff's untrue. It breaks my heart when people think that, I've heard like Governor Stitt wants to defund our schools, which is just the most ridiculous thing ever. I've put more money in education than any other governor in history, and also set up a Red Bud Fund to make sure rural schools got more money proportionally than the big city schools. So we absolutely are, so don't believe those lies whenever you've got special interest groups kind of running ads against you.
That's what I was going to mention, too. We've heard a lot of negative ads, a lot of misconceptions. Kind of set the record straight for us on a couple of those.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I tell people, listen, my opponent, there's 20 million reasons why she'll always choose special interest groups over you, the people, because there's been $20 million supporting her. And then it also broke my heart. A young lady came up to me and said, hey, I heard that you were going to tear down the governor's mansion. And there's been this hit piece on the news station. And I said, ma'am, I said, that's absolutely not true. We love the governor's mansion. There's only one governor's mansion. That's absolutely not true. I said, so all that stuff is just fake news. It's just unbelievable, the amount of lies out there. So I love our rural school system. We're supporting teachers. I gave teachers a huge pay raise. I put more money in education than any other governor in history. We'll continue to do that. And at the same time, though, I stand with parents and not big unions. You know, Washington, D.C. is trying to control and say what we can teach in our schools. That's not Oklahoma. I'm going to stand with parents and make sure parents have the last say in what's taught to their schools. And that's the way I was raised, and I'm a fourth-generation Oklahoman, and I think Oklahomans will see right through this these negative ads.
Well, I won't put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite out here? They all pretty good.
Man, they're all pretty good. I'll tell you this one right here. Primetime was excellent. 4T was excellent. The one that Secretary Blaine Arthur was at was great, too. I can't pick. They're all so good.
Well, and again, we apologize for being on the radio because you guys can't taste this or you can smell it. But take it from the governor and I. It's good stuff.
It is great stuff. So come on out. And, you know, we support beef in Oklahoma. Everybody's seen my cooking underneath the PETA sign a couple years back as we were protecting our way of life in Oklahoma.
Well, we appreciate you visiting with us. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.